Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
No. What's that?
Hey, it's Raymond from Britain. You're listening to Bristol Beats Club.
No, because I haven't been here very long. Beach or Beats?
Hey, this is Ben from Cynic Solar, and you're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Bristol Beats Club? Can't say I've known.
No, never.
This is Connor from Half Moon Run. You're listening to the Bristol Beats Club.
Have you ever heard of the Bristol Beats Club?
Yes.
Hello, Bristol Beats Clubbers, and welcome to the second edition of the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
Second of six, we should say. Here's how it's going to go down today. I've brought a track in from home. Dame's also brought a track in from home. And we're going to be playing them to you guys.
And then at the end of the show, you guys can decide which one you like the best and then vote accordingly.
And the idea is that after six episodes, we'll review the results and determine once and for all that I truly am a better music journalist than my comrade Damien.
Fat chance.
It's the Bristol Beats Club New Music Podcast.
And it's time for the first track of the podcast, and as usual, to determine who goes first, I have a coin.
You say coin, as always, it's the trusty Lollapalooza Berlin token. It cost us a euro, we're making the most of it.
Exactly, I'm going to get the most out of my money, but trouble is we've got 16 of these. So we're only getting the most out of this one.
We can rotate them over the six episodes. It'll be fine.
It's a good idea.
Now, I'm going to call it. You're going to toss it. I'll go... What are my choices again?
You can either choose Lollapalooza Berlin, which it says on one side, and on the other side it says Pfand Deposit. That's Pfand Deposit.
As always, Pfand never fails. So Pfand for me, please, Damien.
It's Pfand. And that means this week, Chris, you're going first.
Not a problem with me. So this week, I keep bringing in these really intense, emotive tracks.
I'm going to cry again like last week.
This one, I know you've heard before because we used to play it on our live show. It's Young by Valis Alps.
I do like that one. That's a good one.
You're up against it because it's probably, I don't hesitate to say, it could be my favourite track of 2015.
I like that track too. Why didn't I pick that track? You snuck that one in.
And with good reason, because, as I say, it's a fantastic track. The guys, I think, are an Australian duo this time, and they're currently, at the time of recording at least, touring around Australia, so if we have any Australian listeners, you might want to check them out. This song, as you're about to hear, is just really kind of powerful, and the guitar riff is one of the catchiest riffs I've certainly ever heard.
Flowers. covers the young. And we said, this has only just begun. In the end, time forever favors the young.
So there it is, listeners. It's Valis Alps with Young. Dame, your thoughts?
Well, as you know, Chris, I'm familiar with that song and I really like it. And it reminds me of our live radio days, actually, which conjures other great memories as well.
It's just very nostalgic, a track in itself, isn't it?
It sure is.
We hadn't played it a long time ago.
Yeah. And I'd be concerned about losing this week if it wasn't for the fact I have an equally good track.
Well, we'll see what that is after these short messages.
Don't forget to subscribe at bristolbeatsclub.com and follow us on Twitter at BrizzleBeats.
Yeah, so we've heard Chris's first track on the Bristol Beats Club new music podcast, and now it's time for the second track, my track, which is called Louise by Jet Rebel, who...
Tell us about Jet Rebel, please.
Jet Rebel, contrary to what you might imagine from the name, not a band. It's a multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter, super talented kind of guy. Although I'd like to add, actually, doesn't play all the instruments live.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that would be really impressive. As if being able to play all these instruments isn't enough, being able to play them all at once would be super impressive.
You do get those one-man bands.
Yeah, it's true, but they're kind of quite one-dimensional music, isn't it? It's just like, pop, thump, pop, thump, and it doesn't sound very good.
So we're not going to have that then. What are we going to have?
We're going to be we've got Jet Rebel, which is... Well, the Facebook says it's psychedelic pop and not Indietronica, or indie, which it should be for this show. But I disagree. It is Indietronica, indie kind of music, I think.
It better be, because I'm not having you cheating for the second week in a row.
Yeah, very... I always err on the slightly indier edge of this remit, don't I?
So far, it's only the second week, but hey, let's let the listeners decide. Is this Indietronica?
This is Louise by Jet Rebel.
I hardly ever get it right, but when I get it right, I get it right. Come a little closer, please. I find myself begging on my knees for Louise. We'll be right back.
Have it. That is Louise by Jet Rebel, and that is my song for this week. What do you think about that? Psychedelic pop?
Definitely not psychedelic pop. No, that's a very strange. So you sure you got the right band? Sure you got the right Facebook page?
Absolutely, Jez. I double checked.
I really liked it. It was catchy. It was upbeat. It was not psychedelic pop, which is not really something I'm into.
And that, I would have been disqualified, I think, if I'd chosen psychedelic pop.
Absolutely. But I'll let you have that on the indie room. That's just one guy making all of those sounds.
It is, yeah. Very talented.
Well, fair play to him. Let's see if he's got what it takes to beat Valis Alps.
The Bristol Beats Club. Expect to be beaten round the head with a club sandwich.
Well, there you have it, Bristol Beats Clubbers. You've heard the two tracks this week, and now is your opportunity to vote. You can either vote for my track, which is Jet Rebel Louise.
Or you can vote for my track, which is Young by Valis Alps.
Yeah, and before you go, if you like the podcast and you want to be the first to know about every podcast that is released by us,
subscribe to the Bristol Beats Club mailing list. It takes a few seconds and we'll email you every week to let you know that there's a new podcast been released with fresh indie, electro and indie tronica music.
Yeah, so I guess it's time to say goodbye.
We'll see you next week. We love you lots.
Bristol Beats. XX.